Part 18 of Legend Land by Varius, as retold by Leon S. Recorded for LibriVox.org by Reynard. The Samson of Tavistock. In the beautifully situated old town of Tavistock, there lived, just over 1,000 years ago, a man of huge stature and great strength, named Ordulf, of whom some strange stories are told. Ordulf was the son of Orgar, the then Earl of Devon, who was the founder of Tavistock's wonderful old abbey. Some of Ordulf's few bones may be seen today in a chest in Tavistock Church, to which place they were taken when his gigantic coffin was discovered beneath the abbey ruins many years ago. As the old stories go, Ordulf used at times to amuse himself by standing with one foot on either side of the River Tavy, having previously ordered his men to organize a great drive of wild beasts from the Dartmoor forests above the town. The animals he caused to be driven between his legs, while he, stooping down, would slay them with a small knife, striking their heads off into the running stream. On one occasion, they say, he rode to Exeter with King Edward of the Saxons. When the two, with their retinue, arrived before the city and demanded admission, there was some delay in throwing open the gates. This Ordulf took as an affront to the king, and leaping from his enormous black charger, he approached the portcullis, and with his hand tore the ponderous thing from its sockets and broke it into small pieces. Then, striding up to the strong iron-bound gates, with a kick he burst open bolts and bars and proceeded to lift the gates from their hinges. After that, with his shoulder, he pushed down a considerable portion of the city walls, then strode across the ruins he had made into the now terrified city, and bade the alarmed townsfolk to be more careful next time to receive their king properly, lest worse things should happen to them. King Edward, they say, was as much concerned as the citizens of Exeter about this stupendous exhibition of strength displayed by his companion. He was fearful at first that so violent a man must be in league with the devil, but apparently he was satisfied that this was not the case, for Ordulf lived a very pious life in his latter years, and contributed large sums to the endowment of the abbey his father had founded. Tavistock still retains many remains of its once mighty abbey. The town, situated, as it is, in a picturesque valley, through which the beautiful Tavy rushes, crystal clear from the moors, is one of the most attractive in all Devon. It is the finest centre for exploring the western part of Dartmoor, for the moorland creeps down to within a short walking distance of the town itself. Fine fishing may be had in the neighbouring streams. There is a good golf course, and the country all around abounds in objects of great natural beauty and historic interest. Exeter, the cathedral city, which was the scene of Ordulf's Samson-like feat, is 33 miles away by a road that crosses the very heart of Dartmoor, a wild, beautiful highway that rises in places to well over 1,200 feet, and 16.5 miles to the south is Plymouth, from which Tavistock is easily reached by train. There are few places in the West Country more attractive than this old town in the moors, so richly endowed by time and by nature. End of The Samson of Tavistock. This recording is in the public domain.